At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
What was like your biggest payday on YouTube? Or pay month, I should say.
It's hard to say. I mean, it'd be hard to say just straight off like ad revenue or everything combined.
I guess ad revenue. I mean, because, you know, you're pulling in some views. Maybe it's hard to say with sponsors and stuff, too, because it's kind of like over the course of time, right? It's not really like on the monthly basis, maybe. Or it could be.
I'll just say on average, our channel, just based on ad revenue, is probably around the 20,000 to 30,000 range.
Damn, you have to tell me the exact number. That's crazy.
I don't care. I mean, some people like to know that stuff.
Yeah.
And we've definitely had better months and we've had worse months. And the giveaway months help. Mm-hmm. And the months I can stay on top of doing ads and stuff help.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can kind of leave it there for people to speculate, but it's nothing too crazy, I'd say. I mean, I'm super happy with where we've gotten it to, and I've been able to kind of sustain it here. But I mean, when we're working on like high performance builds and stuff and running the shop and like keeping, mm-hmm. you know, and having the thought of hiring more and more people, like that money can go quick.
Yep.
So I have different sources of revenue that, you know, are all tied to the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
But that's about where we're at, just like on average. When we're really going on good months, I can make more for sure.
Yeah.
And then like this last January, I didn't post anything, so I'm probably gonna be well below that. So
you still have
it's always kind of like this.
Yeah.
It's like you have your good months, your bad months, and mm-hmm. and I just gotta make sure I'm at a good consistent spot before I, you know, I just don't want to bite off more than I can chew. That's always what right. I'm afraid of.
Right.
Like I'm in a spot where I could probably hire a couple more guys and I could, you know, I could afford it, but like 2-3 bad months in a row, like I might be like, bro, I can't pay you guys this month.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm scared to, like, cause it's almost like I don't know if we're ever gonna fall off.
Mm.
Like I don't know if maybe one day our views just start dropping dramatically or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'd assume everyone's gonna continue to watch if I keep putting out,
of course,
good similar content to what we're doing now.
Got a solid fan base, so.
But there is, I feel like running, I don't know if other business owners feel that way, but it's like this thought of like, man, what if it one mistake mm-hmm. I could make and it goes away, like, you know, in a month. So yeah. I want to be in a more comfortable position, mainly like I said, if I know I want to grow out of this place, if I get to a point where we get a bigger property,
yeah,
I have a bigger shop and I can get work hard to like have it close to paid off to where I know it's I can always fall back on it and yeah. there's like not going to be some huge billet every month, then I might have a little less I'll be willing to take like more risks on like in like paying more people, mm-hmm. making sure they're paid really good, because I don't need anything more for like me per se.
Right.
Like build the good base to grow from, because like right here, we can only expand so much in this little shop.
Right.
If I go crazy now or like try to hire people now, it's like, I mean, we don't have the infrastructure or property to like really do it, I feel like.
Right.
So.
No, I agree. And I'm asking more so for like, I always ask that question, not the pocket watch, but just to, because it's a business at the end of the day. Like you may not look at it like that, but you know, to do these kind of things that you're doing, you have to have the money to fund it.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
So like a shop owner would have different overhead than what you would have. So yeah, you may be pulling in 20-30K, but it's not like you're just chilling, going to the club and spending that money, buying it on sneakers. You know, maybe you could, but like you still have to run the channel, and that's basically like what's
yeah. I mean, once you factor in, I mean, just all the bills involved.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to pay my guys good. I got the mortgage. I got the car. I mean, by the time it's all over, I mean, there's not much left. The only reason I can even consider expanding from here is staying on top of like the sponsorship ads.
Yeah.
doing those and staying consistent with giveaways, because those are the only times where I'm like, okay, this is like extra money now.
Right.
Like I can actually take this somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's when we get on top of that stuff, it's when I feel like, okay, now we have some room to breathe. Mm-hmm. But if it was just down to ad revenue, I'm like on a fine line.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I like to keep it. I'm like, if the ad revenue can't keep up, then I'm, because to me, everything ends with you. Like it all stems from YouTube.
Yeah.
So like if the views ain't there, the giveaway ain't going to be there.
Right.
The ads are going to start paying us less. So I'm like, until that revenue number consistently comes up, then, you know,
right.
That's kind of my mindset on it. I don't know if that makes sense.
It's scary, man. Like, I mean, it's part of the business, but like it's being a content creator and doing YouTube is like people want to do it. But like when you're doing it full time, it's stressful.
A lot of work, especially being an automotive YouTuber. It's almost impossible unless you have to be really creative. Mm-hmm. And you just have to really get people's attention. And it's just hard now.
Yeah.
It's tough. I know a lot of automotive YouTubers that just don't do it anymore. Because it's straining. I mean, there's really not many new automotive YouTubers either, if you think about it.
Nah, it's all OGs.
The only, when you got like Whistling Diesel, he's kind of in his own category, but he definitely yeah. relates to the automotive side. He's like, him and like Weston Champlin, like at least that I can, like big creators, you know, mm-hmm. that like really stick out to me. There's not many channels I can think of that are like a sustained over 1 million for, that have been that way like in recent times. Like it's not often you see it. It's not
views, you talking about?
No, like subscribers.
Oh, subscribers, yes. Okay.
Yeah, like there's not many million plus subscribed automotive channels. And I mean, I think it just goes to show how hard it really is.
Yeah.
Like I look back and I'm like, dude, I don't even know how we did it, honestly. It's like crazy to look back, because I've just been messing with Hondas.
Yeah.
Like I haven't branched out into any other platforms. Like we've been doing the same recipe for like years now. I'm like, I'm surprised people still come back to watch me, dude. It's like I'm just blowing up a case series every other week, or I'm working on the same stuff I did 5 years ago, essentially. Yeah. I mean, the Tesla stuff has been new, which mm-hmm. definitely drove a lot of attention to our channel, but other than the Tesla stuff, it's like I'm working on the same Civic, I got the same minivan, I got the same MR2, mm-hmm. which is good. I love that everyone comes back, because I'm just doing the same stuff.
Yeah.
So I mean, that should make me optimistic for the future, that like maybe if I do branch out more and do more things, that it would translate to more views and stuff. But
yeah,
I don't know. Automotive YouTube's hard.
If you guys want to see the Boosted Boys car collection tour video, make sure you click the link pinned below in the comments.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.